We're looking this morning at Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse number 13. The Bible says this: Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered him, and saying, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. That is, he baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we see something interesting here. We mentioned that the message title would be From Water to Wine. And we see when Jesus is baptized in the water, we see that there's an introduction of the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. That is, the Bible says he appears like a dove. He sees him descending upon Jesus like a dove, the Holy Spirit coming down. Which is why you always see people using doves when they want to talk about, great things or the Lord or God. They use a dove. Now he says, notice, now he's in the water. He comes up out of the water. It's okay. And now the Spirit of God is introduced. You're going from water to wine. Jesus' ministry is not going to be like John's ministry. John's ministry was more like the water ministry. Jesus' ministry will be Spirit ministry. Glory be to God. In John's ministry, you don't hear of miracles being performed, healings and so forth on the people. What you hear in John's ministry is people's heart being pricked enough that they would turn to God, and they'll go there and be baptized and say, yeah, I'm turning from my ways and I'm turning to God. But you don't see the Spirit ministering, that you see the miraculous going on with the people. Now, John ministers under what's called the law. That is, the Old Testament has all these laws that you to abide by. And John is the epitome of the law. The law says if you do something, you deserve to be kicked for it if you ain't got no business doing it. Glory be to God. He say, because early on in those verses, and look up at verse number 7. He said, you Pharisees and Sadducees, you coming here to be baptized, you generation of snakes. You fleeing from the wrath to come. He said, if you want to be baptized, bring forth some fruit showing that you have been repented in verse number 9. He says to him, you saying that Abraham is your father? He said, I say unto you, God is able of these stones to raise them up, children to Abraham. In other words, he says the axe laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit will be hewn down and cast into the fire. He said, I baptize you with water, glory be to God, unto repentance. But this is the water ministry. But I want you to know something. He that cometh after me is mightier than I, and it's the Spirit ministry going on, glory be to God. He said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Different ministry. as the Spirit ministry comes in, the Holy Spirit is moving in such a way. Now, I did not say he wasn't moving on John. Because the Bible actually said John, one of those fellows, that he was the Spirit of God was on him. All the way from birth, it was on John and on Jesus. But the way they ministered, John ministered under that covenant, under the law, under the Old Testament, in such a way that the law says if you do something, you're going to get kicked for it, and that's just the way it is. The law says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I said, if you kill my cow, then yours deserve to die. That's the way the law says. Now Jesus comes along and the woman at the well under the law by right should have been stoned. And they should have found the fell and stoned him too. But Jesus talks to that woman at the well who had been done what she'd done, and he ends up telling her, look, you can have this water that'll well up into you in everlasting life. Going from this water, he really was telling her, this is going to be eternal water. This water, I'm going to get you into wine. I'm going to get you into this thing. Water goes on the outside, doesn't it? You drink some water, and it'll thirst you. It'll fix your thirst and like that. But what happens if you drink some wine? Who that said drunk? If you drink some wine, you know how some people say they had some spirits? They've been tasting of the spirits. Well, that's just the wrong spirits, but you know that something else happens to you other than you drank water. Now notice, wine does have water in it. It's mostly water. So you can't really drink wine unless you're going to drink water. Because when you drink the wine, you will be drinking water. Jesus told John, said, you go ahead and you baptize me in the water, because it is the right thing for us to do. You got to come by the water before you get a taste of the wine. In other words, you got to come to the repentance. You got to come to the place where you say, okay, Lord God, I turn from my sins. I turn unto you, Jesus Christ. Now, you may not have that actual water that you feel on your body at that point. But my brother had a good illustration. He said, when I turned to the Lord, if he said, I had like a vision. It's like that water just poured all over me. He said, I just felt like somebody just rinsed me down in water. He wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit. He wasn't the Holy Ghost and fire on him. But he knew that he had gotten saved. And what I was saying is, the Holy Spirit, what happens is in the repentance. In the fact that you say, Lord Jesus, I trust and I believe in you. I'm turning to you. That's the point at which God starts to move in the heart. Now, you just showing by the water on the outside that you have turned. But there's some happening in the heart. But when that wine, if you get some water inside you, all you're going to do, you're going to fill up a thirst, ain't you? Whose thirst you going to fill? Yours. That's what water does. Water gets you right. Wine, if you're, oh, glory be to God. Water work right in you, but wine will have you talking to everybody. Wine will get you your mouth loose. Glory be to God. When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll have you talking to everybody. He will set your tongue loose. Glory be to God. They shall be witnesses unto me, unto Judea, Samaria, and all the ends of the earth, the Bible says. That's when the wine of the Holy Spirit comes in. Jesus didn't come to minister with water. He come to minister with wine. The Bible says, though they had some things in the verses in the Bible say that Jesus was baptized with water, there's a verse that says he did not baptize with water, but his disciples did. But Jesus says himself, I have a baptism for you to be baptized with. And oh, how I'm straightened, how I want this thing to happen. And so he told his disciples, I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait till you receive the promise of the Spirit of God. And what he was talking about was that baptism that he was seeing is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That one that will set your mouth loose. Glory be to God. And boy, nobody experienced that on Pentecost. Old Peter was a talker anyway, but boy, when the Holy Ghost came down, his mouth got loose. Glory be to God. He could tell what it was all about. Not only did he, y'all ever notice when people get drunk, they tell all kind of stuff. They tell some stuff they shouldn't be telling. Well, now, I don't mean to use this as an illustration, but when the Holy Spirit comes, the Bible says that he'll bring to your remembrance things that had been spoken, things that you've learned. You might have almost forgotten about what God said in that particular case, but the Holy Spirit will bring it back to you. The difference in that wine that you drink out that bottle and the wine of the Holy Spirit ain't going to be telling you to do little nasty things. The Holy Spirit's going to be telling you to do good. Glory be to God. From water to wine. Well, that water, you get that water, it wash off your outside. And you say, oh, I'm clean now. How many of y'all like to go to bed every once in a while and don't wash because you're tired? Don't tell it. Don't tell it. You're tired and you just fall down. Terrell didn't have a chance. He had to go to bed without washing. Ain't that right, Terrell? Sometimes for days. Praise God. But this. Now you got some water though, and that water would just clean off your outside. But guess what? If you got a little wine, what the wine do? Wine to clean off your outside. You can wash in the wine if you want to. Glory be to God. And wine even have some things in it that would actually be helpful to the body in such ways that it might even be purifying. But and so when we take the wine of the Holy Spirit, guess what? He doesn't just clean us on the outside. He cleans us on the inside. You know what my biggest problem is? My biggest problem is those things that keep coming back to me that I thought I might have gotten rid of. Thinking things I shouldn't. Oh, even desiring things I know I ought not. Yep, because none of y'all had that trouble. And the only way for that to be fixed is for to have something done down on the inside of me. So now, after something's done on the inside of me, those things may still come to me. I might still get a thought from it. But the thing is now, I don't have to do it. Before, I kind of felt like I got to do what I'm thinking. I'm just looking for an opportunity to think. Now I can say, ooh, that ain't of God. Get behind me, Satan. No, don't even get behind me. Get out of the way. Glory be to God. I get to a point where when the Holy Spirit comes, he does some changing down on the inside of me. He even changed my desires. When the Holy Spirit gets down on the inside, he changes what you want. He changes fact. He'll change what you need because your needs will be different. You will need God. In fact, you don't know it, but you needed God from the very beginning. When you were first born, you were made. You were put here for a purpose. And that purpose is to serve God. And so you're not going to be happy until that purpose is served. I don't care what you try to put yourself into, you are not going to be truly happy until that purpose is served. You know how it is when you're wondering, well, whether somebody's all right. Let's take for Anthony's supposed to call Donita, and he doesn't call. And it's at a certain time. What do you think, Donita? Did you get antsy? Wait a minute, there's something wrong. And you're not going to be completely satisfied till you hear from Anthony. Well, see, now, that's satisfied because that was what you needed. We are the same way about God. We are not going to be completely satisfied till we hear from him. Till we got that relationship with him that works. No matter what we try to do or who we try to bring into it or what we try to listen to, it just won't work until we get in touch with him. Because that's the way we made. A part of me has got to have God. I'm here for that purpose. Got to have your Lord. Same thing. I got to have my son, you say. It's a longing. If I'm a child, I long to get back home. If I've been off from a place, it's a place I call home that I want to get back to. Something's good about home, and I won't be quite satisfied. I maybe have some what I would call creature comforts in some other places. I may be getting some of the things that I want in the other places, but I won't be truly satisfied until I get home. You can never be truly satisfied until you with God, until you've got that relationship with him. There's no place else, there's nothing you can do that will truly satisfy you but God. Glory be to God. And so Jesus says, I'm going to get you in touch with that. He says, you see how John used the water? He said, it's right for us to do these things. John, it's right for you to put the water on me. I want them to see the water. Because, John, I want them to see what's going to happen when the Spirit of God comes on me. So, because the Bible says that, Jesus says that these and greater works shall ye do because I go to the Father. Because when I go to the Father, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back to you, and you will do what I did. In other words, that wine won't just affect you. It's going to affect somebody else, too. Glory be to God. You're going to share the good news of Jesus Christ.